neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That the same way that a father directs, sometimes punishes his children, that's how Hashem treats us. The pasuk says, "Ki ke'asher yaser ish et beno, Hashem Elokecha me'asereka." So we learn from here. What do we learn? Just let's say you're observing a gentleman. He's involved with two kids. One he sends away, and the other one he's very harsh to, and he's screaming at him. So now, then, if somebody asks you, which one do you think is his son? The one that he sent away, or the one that is he's so harsh to? Which one?
The one is harsh to.
Why?
Because by being harsh, he gets discipline and he gets on the way, on the right track.
Because the one that he sent away is a neighbor kid. So he doesn't care what he does. But because he's so attached to his son and he loves his son, so now he tries to do whatever he can to direct him. So now, here what we learn. If you see nothing is happening to you, and you're going through life smoothly, so that means Hashem disconnected himself from you. No, that's what we're learning. So that's what he said. It says the same way that Hashem, the father, directs and punishes his son. That's how Hashem deals with you. If you see that nothing is happening, as Gemara brings, that if within 40 days you see nothing goes wrong, you don't get a parking ticket, you know, and nothing, no headache, so that means you're doing something wrong. Why? Because as long as the father cares about his son, so he watches him, you know, he talks to him. If he does something wrong, he takes something away. So here we see that many times people, they complain. Say, oh, you know, see what's going on, and what's happening to me, you know, what a hard time I have. But he sees the other way around. The more problems that you have, so that means Hashem loves you more. But the less problem you have, that means Hashem
doesn't
have any love to it. It's a very beautiful quote. So you know in Hebrew, stress, how do you say stress in Hebrew? Lachatz. Lachatz means stress. You know Hebrew? No. Lachatz, lamed tzadi het, means stress, problems. So sometimes people say, I'm in lachatz, that means I have a lot of stress. So now it's very interesting, beautiful quote. So like you put a hay in the beginning, and you put a hay in the end. What do you get? Haslacha. What does haslacha mean? Success. So now, what does it mean? If you have lachatz, and then they put hay, that is, represent who? Hashem. You put it in the beginning, they say, ah, it's from Hashem. And then put it in the end also, say, oh, Hashem's going to get me out of this. So then what do you have? Haslacha. So that means from every pressure, every stress that you go through life, if you believe Hashem is doing it, Hashem wants to give you a message, and Hashem is going to get me out, then you're going to see
Aslaha.
Yeah. It's a very, very beautiful quote. It has a copyright, don't tell anybody. Yeah. So that means from every lahat, every stress you can get, success. Only when you know and you believe it's only and only it's a hand of Hashem. Hashem is like, you know, is that Hashem all day?
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.